I'm sitting here in Kyiv with Yuri Savchuk, Director General of the Ukrainian National Museum of the History of Ukraine in the Second World War. With over 30 years in the field of museum work, Dr. Savchuk's main mission now is to preserve and present the Ukrainian cultural heritage. Savchuk holds a PhD in history and was a senior researcher at the Institute of History of Ukraine. He was also a Fulbright visiting scholar in America from 2019 to 2020. His contributions include being the concept developer and curator of 10 complex international museum exhibitions, and he is the co-author of the sketch proposal of a great coat of arms of Ukraine. Dr. Savchuk is also a member of the expert council of the National Bank of Ukraine on the issue of commemorative and commemorative coins, and a member of the Commission on State Awards and Heraldry under the President of Ukraine. Under Dr. Savchuk's leadership, the War Museum in Kyiv has been actively involved in documenting the ongoing illegal Russian invasion of Ukraine. The museum's team has collected over 7,000 artifacts related to the invasion, creating a number of exhibitions based on these materials. One notable exhibition, titled Ukraine, Crucifixion, was created in real time, presenting a realistic picture of the Russo-Ukrainian War from a museum and historical perspective. The museum has recently received a Judge Special Recognition Award at the Museums Plus Heritage Awards for documenting history in real time. This was the 10th of May in 2023 in London. Since the war began, the museum have organized more than 25 exhibitions featuring original artifacts and photos in 14 countries around the world. We're now sitting here in front of the statue Mother Motherland. Dr. Savchuk, could you tell us a bit about the history of this museum?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns. Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
This museum was founded 50 years ago, and this year will be 50 years anniversary of our museum. Our museum, one of the biggest museum in Ukraine and in the capital of Ukraine, in Kyiv. This museum was built during Soviet time. The main building of our museum, monument, Motherland. This monument still the tallest monument in Europe. And for example, 9 meters highest of Statue Liberty in New York, because the monument was built in Soviet time, as I said, during the Cold War. And all things in that time were compared, and monument too.
So then you wanted to have the largest, and you managed to.
Yes.
How has the ongoing illegal invasion of Russia influenced the mission and the role of this museum?
Since first day of the full-scale Russian invasion, our museum team was very active in the information and cultural front. We understand that the main mission of our museum in this time is documentation of the war. And we understand that we want to show reality of this war in Ukraine and also in the world, and remind to help Ukraine, and the way informed by exhibition, which based on the artifacts, on the items, it's very original, specific, but very interesting methods. The main methods is exhibition. And for example, that the first photo museum exhibition in the world was an exhibition of our museum with title Kyiv, a report of one day, 8th of March. In that day, we and together with military men took a lot of photo of Kyiv on 8th of March, and it was only 13th day of the war. We opened on the first month of the war, 23rd of March. We show our exhibition first time in France, in Verdun, in the center of the human rights and peace. And later we show this exhibition on 9 countries. And later, 8th of May, we created and opened the first museum exhibition in the world, which based on the artifacts, original artifacts.
So while Kyiv was practically surrounded by the Russians, you had exhibitions about the war.
Yes. Now, during March, the museum was closed, and the early of April, the museum physically was only 5 persons. And together we started to collect artifacts, and it was really very short time, 1 month, when we found artifacts on the battlefields, on the liberated territory, Kyiv and Chernihiv region. Later we need to transport these artifacts from battlefields to museums, prepare it for exhibition, and created design and a special showcase. And it was really very difficult to do it in that very short period without financial support.
Hmm. How do you think that the illegal Russian invasion has affected people's perception and understanding of the exhibits in the museum?
I believe that this exhibition is very important and very popular during the last year. Was
Maybach, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Around 50,000 visitors on the exhibition. And we need understand that in that time, we had problem with electricity, transport, oil, and so on. And many people in that time was in another region, for example, in the west of Ukraine, and also in another country. And 50,000 visitors to the exhibition, it's a lot of people. All visitors of our museum last year during the war was 136,000.
Mm-hmm.
Our visitors was different social group. Among them, persons from east of Ukraine, a lot of people who come back to Ukraine last year. Also, military men. It was fantastic. I never think that military men come back from front, come here to museum and to our exhibition. Our guest last year was official delegation and international journalist. And we shared information about war, about struggle, about our life, about Ukraine. And sometimes official delegation come to museum from Bucha and Irpin. And later, next point was meeting with President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. And museum was a very important point on this way.
We saw the exhibition Telemens of the War, which is about objects that have been carried by people of the war. What makes these stories so important to tell?
I would like to say that every artifact, every item, it's has a very interesting story, and we collect it by different way. Support us, our army, and I would like to say that many chief of commanders, many generals give to us very, very interesting artifacts, and officers and soldiers from the line of front, and among them, chief of commander, Ukrainian army, Valery Zaluzhny, who was first person who presented to museum artifacts from this Russian invasion. It was the map of left bank of Kyiv, which was taken in the Russian troop who planned to occupy Kyiv during 3 days.
How is the museum addressing the emotional impact of the invasion on its visitors?
It's very interesting questions. We try in that exhibition to show war different way when we compare it with the museum in Soviet. In Soviet time, typically practice was to show weapon, machine, and you can see on the territory a lot of tanks, artillery, and the same situation inside of museum. We try to show war as a big social crisis, and not only military battle, but we want to show that to say life during the war. One of the very emotionally based is a multimedia exhibition about children who was killed during the war. And it's a pity every day we change the number of these children and show that it's a big tragedy, it's catastrophe. And another place we reconstructed a shelter from Hostomel, and we show a life of people during 37 days in shelter. No water, no toilet, 120 persons, men, women, children, young, old. It's very cold, no light. Sometimes the people during a few days stay in shelter and no seen the sky or sun. And among them was five children before 10 years old. The youngest of them was Marika Colton, 5 months old. It's absolutely crazy situation.
How does the museum interact and cooperate with other institutions?
During Soviet time, as I remember, this museum never cooperated with another European museum and never was a part of the European cultural fields. The American International Exhibition with the title Forever Free Ukraine was dedicated 30 years anniversary of independence of Ukraine, and this exhibition meant the war. And we evacuated this exhibition next day of the full-scale invasion to west of Ukraine.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
And later, we reconstructed this exhibition in Kaunas, in Lithuania, 21st of September last year. And in that time, Kaunas was the cultural capital of Ukraine. And this exhibition was the first museum exhibition in Europe as Ukraine was candidate to. We are now, during the war, we remind the world to support us in by financial, weapon, technology, and so on. But we need also cultural support. And as for me, the mainstream of us today to show in Europe that we part of European culture, that we part of European civilization, and in our history we many times cooperated and was part of the Europe. And this war also war for identity, for our identity. And we need to show our identity in another country. And for example, one the way of this, to show our exhibition about this war, but not only about this war. And for example, I would like to say about a big project with Sweden Army Museum. We planning to open this exhibition before second anniversary of full-scale Russian invasion in Stockholm in Army Museum. And the title of this exhibition, Crossroads of History, 1,000 year history. And we want to show that during the 1,000 years, we was very close with Sweden in different way. For example, famous way from Vikings to Greek. Later, we have Cossacks time and King Charles XII during the North War supported Ukraine hetmans, Mazepa, and so on. During my research in Army Museum in Sweden, I remember many documents with title Unknown Country. Unknown country, among them Ukraine. And now we want to show that we are nations, we are a country with a long history. The best way to show it is the museum cooperation.
How do you engage with the younger generation born in 2000, 12, 13, 14, who may not have experienced the beginning of the invasion in 2014, how do you show this war to them?
It's very difficult for me because my son, 10 years old, one side, I'm very happy that he is now in Great Britain and I call him every day. And I remember one day he says to me that he has a big secret. And I ask him what, and he said that he knows why attacked Russia. And ask me, please look to the map and you can see border between US and Siberia. US can attack Russia from that side, not from Europe. And it's one side is we smile for this, and from another point of view, it's a big tragedy. Many people from my staff in the same situation. It's a pity.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Thank you for you. Thank you for your interview.